Anybody can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And
it's Wednesday on the Brandon Dowling Show, and man, oh man, do we have a fantastic show for you tonight as we are now into the real stuff. It's now football season, it's now Jet season, it's now time to dive into real NFL football action talk on Jet Nation Radio. And man, oh man, it feels like I've been off the air. You know, you miss 1 week, you know, really almost 2 weeks. And it feels like I've missed an eternity. You know, I haven't been back since the Giants-Jets preseason game. Last week, you don't even really count because of the fact that we were, you know, watching Tim Tebow versus Johnson and Matt Flynn, which we'll get to. We'll touch on that in a little bit in the program. But, I mean, it's time to really dive into it now. Jets-Browns, week one. Jets are 3-point favorites. This is the week for the Jet fan right now. I mean, it's kind of like almost like a little bit of a do-over from where we were last year. I don't think that the schedule is as bad for the Jets as it is going into this year. But I think that now it's really time for the Jets to put up or shut up. You know, they've made a lot of moves this offseason, a lot of them. They've revamped that defense. Now you have a new starting quarterback. You have another big-time wide receiver. Every Jet fan is excited for Sunday. Now this is a game, like last year, where we all kind of sat here and said to ourselves, okay, you know, the Jets start the season out with Oakland. You know, after Oakland, what's going to happen? This year, you're looking at the Browns, the Colts on Monday Night Football, which is a very tough football game. And then you're going and you're facing Philadelphia at home. So, the Jets have a tough stretch here. But the reason why last year's game was so important, because you looked at the schedule and you said to yourself, okay, after this game, it really gets tough for the Jets. This year, you can breathe a little bit easier with their schedule because you are going to throw in, you know, week after week three, you're going Dolphins, Redskins, and Patriots. Two of the three of those games, the Jets should, in my opinion, win. I think you beat the Dolphins. I think you beat the Redskins. I'm not too impressed with the Dolphins, and much like everybody else is, but that game's also in London in week four, so that's anybody's ball game. Whatever happens there, you have no idea. You're going to be in London. Everybody's going to be on the road, obviously. It's a home game for the Dolphins, but it's really not. So that's going to be an interesting scene. And then Washington at home is a game you should win. The Patriots on the road, that's going to be a very interesting game. And then you go to the Raiders. Then you have Raiders, Jacksonville, Bills, Texans, Dolphins, Giants. So the Jets really have a feasible schedule this year. But their first four games are Browns, Colts, Eagles, Dolphins, and London. Out of that schedule, what game do you, the Jet fan, feel the most confident in? Obviously, it's this week against the Browns. You expect the Jets to play lights-out defense against an offense that's probably worse than the Jets is. Against a mediocre passing attack, a mediocre team, the Jets should win this football game. Last year, we looked at it and we said, you know, oh, they got Murderers Row coming up. The Jets want to start this year somewhere around the lines of 2, you know, you start 2-0 and you beat, you know, Indianapolis on Monday Night Football after you beat the Browns at home, then you're really saying something. But if you go, you win, you beat the Browns, you lose to the Colts, you beat the Eagles at home, and you lose to the Dolphins, and you're sitting at 2-2, I don't think every single Jet fan is going to be in a miserable state of mind. I think if you start 1-3, 0-4, then you got a big problem. But again, this Browns game is so crucial for the Jets because it's one of those games on your schedule that the Jets should win. Should the Jets beat the Browns at home? Absolutely. In a Vegas line bet, the Jets are favored by 3 points right now. Should the Jets beat the Colts on the road in Monday Night Football? Absolutely not. Should the Jets beat the high-powered Eagles at home? Let's just go with yes there. That's a game you should win. Philadelphia, you know, is not at the level that you were going to sit here and say that they're one of the better teams, if the best team in football, in the top 10 conversation. They're not a top 10 football team. Should you beat the Dolphins in London? That's a toss-up. Should you beat the Redskins at home? Absolutely. Should you beat the Patriots on the road? No. Should you beat the Raiders on the road? Seen the Jets struggle in Oakland a lot. That's a toss-up. Should you beat the Jaguars at home? Absolutely. Should you beat the Bills at home? Division game? That's a toss-up. Should you beat the Texans on the road? Again, that's a toss-up. Should you beat the Dolphins at home? In my opinion, yes, you should win that game at home against your division foe. Should you beat the Giants? Well, it depends on what Giants team shows up and depends on where the Giants are at that point in the season. I would say yes, but again, that's a toss-up. Should you beat the Titans at home? Yes. Should you beat the Cowboys on the road? I don't think so. Should you beat the Patriots at home? I say yes, that's a division game at home you should win. Should you beat the Bills on the road? Toss up. So how many of those games did I sound confident in? 3 or 4? Now I'm not going to sit here and I'm not telling you the Jets are a 3-4 win team. Absolutely not. I'm sitting here saying that the Jets, in my opinion, have very few games that they should win and win handily. That they should handle the Browns on Sunday. It, you know, the Jets never blow anybody out, really. It's not their style. They'll leave you sitting on the edge of your seat until you chew off all your fingernails and say probably every swear in the book and break something. That's their style. But the Jets should win this game by 10 points. It's a team they should beat. They shouldn't fear the Cleveland Browns. When they look at them on the schedule, they shouldn't overlook them. You're never going to overlook your first game of the year anyway. That's ridiculous to say. But this is a game the Jets have to win. And I know that sounds so crazy to the average fan saying, well, you're already saying that week one is a must win. If you don't beat the Cleveland Browns at home, you're going to have to make up a game. And when I say make up a game, that means the Patriots on the road. That means the Cowboys on the road. That means the Colts on the road. Those are makeup games. For this team to finish between 8-8, 9-7, and possibly get in on a wild card or playoff spot, they need to beat the Cleveland Browns at home on opening week. Case closed. I look at it as, you know, this is the type of game that the fan looked at last year and said, okay, we got the Raiders coming up. This is a game we have to win. Same type of game. You have to win this game. Any team who starts their year 0-2 or 0-3 is always in a terrible spot because you look back at the end of your season when you're 6-5 or you're 6-4 and you're struggling for a playoff spot and you're like, oh, we're one game out and we lost this game, which lost this tiebreaker. Every game in the NFL is insurmountable. There's no price on an NFL football game when it comes to making the playoffs or being successful. Every game matters in their own way. This game matters because the Jets need to start this season off right. I mean, I was very, very impressed with the Jets against the Giants on preseason football last Saturday. 2 Saturdays ago now. I mean, this team really came out and they showed me what they were made of. And I know it's preseason, and I know the preseason doesn't matter. I know the real start stuff. But I said the week of that show that I wanted to see the Jets defense show me what we're looking for. I saw a defense dominate the Giants offense. I saw a very, very efficient offense run by Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think the Jet fan has a lot to be excited for right now. Also, these games are so, so crucial for Ryan Fitzpatrick. These games and this game is so crucial for Ryan Fitzpatrick. And we're going to take a quick break on the program, and I'm going to tell you why this opening game is crucial for Ryan Fitzpatrick back after this. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information, using the right media. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets!
And we are back on Jet Nation Radio. The guest call line tonight is 646-716-4697. Again, we're talking Jets-Browns. You got a prediction. You want to pick the game. You want to talk about the game. 646-716-4697. Also, check out JetNation.com's homepage for the links to our new football pools. We have a survivor pool and a weekly pick'em with prizes to winners. Also, we'll be doing a weekly FanDuel League. So check out JetNation.com if you're into survivor pools, pick'ems, and also for a small fee, entrance to a weekly FanDuel League. Football starts now. That means survivor pools, fantasy football, FanDuel, whatever you're into, check it out, JetNation.com's homepage. So the reason why I wanted to talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off of the break is because these games are so crucial to Ryan Fitzpatrick. The reason why that these games are so crucial is because he doesn't know how long he's going to be the starting quarterback for. And these first two or three games, is going to determine if Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback for weeks 1 through 4 or weeks 1 through 16. He can't afford a bad performance against the Cleveland Browns this week. Because if they start this season 0-2 or 1-3, Geno Smith will be back in a heartbeat. Regardless if we think that it's Ryan Fitzpatrick's fault, if Ryan Fitzpatrick does not start off this season by playing efficient football and not making mistakes and leading the Jets to victories, he will not be the starting quarterback when Geno Smith gets back. And that's a fact. So this first game is so important to him to get off on the right foot, to start this season off right, to come out of the tunnel at MetLife Stadium and say, you know what, I know that everybody's doubting me because of my past and the fact that I'm bouncing from team to team, but this is my football team, I'm the starting quarterback, and I'm going to prove everybody that I'm not only going to be the starting quarterback while Geno Smith is hurt, but I'm going to be the starting quarterback for the entire season. That's what he needs to do on Sunday. He's asked to prove himself, and he's going to do it by getting a victory against the Browns. Because guess what? If Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out there and does something like 22 of 31 or 22 of 35 and throws for 200 and something yards with no interceptions and a couple touchdowns, everybody's going to love Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if Ryan Fitzpatrick goes there out there this Sunday and the Jets falter, as much as I always say it with Geno Smith, I'll say it with Ryan Fitzpatrick. This goes for any quarterback in the National Football League. You get the glory when you win, and you get the hate when you lose. It's the way it works. The glory is there for the taking for Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Jet fan probably is excited to have Ryan Fitzpatrick starting right now. Everybody's sick of the Geno Smith saga. But if Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to stay the starting quarterback of this team, he has to make a good first impression on Sunday. The preseason means nothing. This Sunday is a chance for Ryan Fitzpatrick to show everybody that he's the Jets starting quarterback for good. Call line is open, 646-716-4697. Big show tonight. We're talking Jets Browns. We're talking all things New York Jets, as always on Jet Nation Radio. Again, the call line is open tonight at 646-716-4697. I want to hear from you, the fans. I want to hear about tonight's question is, how confident are you that the Jets are going to beat the Browns on Sunday, and why? I want to hear from you, the fans, live, 646-716-4697. Now, the way this game is set up for this week is it's really going to be a old-school, not-a-lot-of-points, defensive-battle-type football game. Whoever makes the most mistakes is probably going to lose the game. There are no offensive juggernauts walking out of the tunnel on Sunday against these defenses. It's two good defenses, two average to below-average quarterbacks going at it. Expect not-a-lot-of-points. Again, another game that the other side of the ball for the Jets has to get off on the right foot. They have to get off on the right foot because if you can't do it against the Browns, who are you going to do it against? That's another question. If this defense can't lock down the Browns and can't perform against the Browns, and this offense can't perform against the Browns, who are you going to do it against? With the offensive side of the ball, I see where you're coming from in terms of, you know, the Browns have a very good defense. The Browns, like the Jets, you know, have a strong secondary, have a strong presence. They've got an old Jet coach as their head coach. I understand that piece. But if you're the Jets defense against this Brown offense, you got to be licking your chops. And you got to be ready to dominate this football game. The Jets should dominate this game on Sunday. Now, I'm not confident they're going to win by 40 points. I think it's going to be a close game to the end because every Jet game is a close game to the end. But on the defensive side of the ball, they should dominate the Browns. You have to dominate the Browns defensively. Because this offense should not torch this Jets defense. It's a mismatch. It's a complete mismatch. They have to bring their A game against the Browns on Sunday. In all ways, shape, or form, this is a big-time game for the Jets. Because the way that it works out is this is the type of football game that we all say, okay, on their schedule, the Jets should win this game. This is a game that the Jets should win. Fitzpatrick right now is fighting for a job, and this defense is fighting to show everyone that they're a top-five defense. Got a caller on the line. We got Matt live on the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Matt, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Matt?
Good, good. I mean, when it comes to the Browns, you have to beat the Browns. If you don't beat the Browns, I mean, when you really divide the schedule up four games by four games, and you're looking at it like, oh, well, then you got to beat Indianapolis on Monday night on the road. Then you got to beat Philadelphia, who could be really good. It's just the Browns are not very good. The Browns could very well be a 4-12 team. And, I mean, when you talk about, I mean, just who on that offense is going to do anything to this Jets defense
right.
if they're half as good as we think they're going to be?
Exactly. I mean, I can't agree with you more, Matt. That's why when I look at this game, I say to myself, okay, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it's a must-win football, it's a must-win game for the Jets. Because if this Jets team is going to compete and is going to have a decent record this year, I mean, look, if this Jets team is going to finish the year 5-11, 4-12, then there's no such thing as a must-win game for them because it doesn't matter. So, I mean, when I look at this team as an 8-8, 9-7 football team, they made a lot of moves to add to their defense. They should be a lot better than they were last year. So, you're matching up with a Browns team where, on your defensive side of the ball, you should dominate this football game. You should dominate game, and you should also look at this game as, if you don't win this game, like I said before, then you have to make this game up. And what I mean by that is, when you make a game up like this, it's you win a game that you're not supposed to win, like a Colts
like
on Monday Night Football.
Game.
Right, exactly. A Colts on Monday Night Football at New England, one of those type of games. You know, those are games that the Jets should not win, that we are all sitting here in the back of our minds saying, well, they're probably going to lose. You're going to have to win one of those games. And, you know, that's why I think it's very important the Jets get off to a hot start. And I also look at this, as I was saying before, as there's going to be a lot of pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because if he wants to be the starting quarterback for the Jets through 1 through 16, and he goes out there and loses to the Browns on week one, what does that do to the confidence of the coaches that he can be their quarterback for the entire season?
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And that's what it boils down to. You know, that's exactly what it boils down to. And I hear where Matt's coming from. You know, Matt thinks that this game, you know, you should easily beat the Browns. I would never say easily in an NFL football game. That doesn't exist. You don't easily beat anybody. But this is the game the Jets should win. Taking more calls here, 646-716-4697. I want to hear your thoughts. Do you think the Jets are going to beat the Browns on Sunday? What are your keys to victory, Jets fans? We're going to take another quick break here on the program. When we get back, we're going to dive more into this football matchup between the Jets and the Browns. We are also on the Brandon Dowling Show. We're going to continue like we did last year, and we're going to pick our four best games of the week. Maybe we'll even bring Nick Lucarelli out of hiding back there behind the scenes to have him be the person that picks with me every week so I have some type of competition. Back after this.
You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo,
his palms are sweaty.
Since the average attention span is now about 27 seconds thanks to ADD, ADHD, and bad TV, if you're a business of any kind, how do you reach your future clients? You need a marketing partner ready to implement those online strategies and properly target the right audience with the right information using the right media. You need the Strategic Peacock. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence and help create potential growth. When you're ready to understand how the modern mind works, go to strategicpeacock.com and develop the right web strategy for you.
Strategicpeacock.com.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting your music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't know, doctor. I just feel sick.
What have you been listening to recently?
I don't really know. Just whatever's on, I guess.
Seems to me like you have a serious case of bad music.
Am I gonna die? Is it contagious? Is it dangerous?
It can be dangerous. It can cause headaches, earaches, vomiting, nausea, and in extreme cases, even death.
Oh no! What should I do?
I'm going to prescribe to you 60 milligrams of Indie Outbreak. It'll help prevent bad music disease and will make your life better and worth living.
Thanks, Doc!
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gent Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Gent.
And we are back off the break here on the Brandon Dowling Show. So we got about 30 minutes left in the program. We want to hear from you, the fans, tonight, 646-716-4697. I mean, look, if you're not calling into the show, then that means you're just not excited to talk Jets football and you're not ready for the game on Sunday. I mean, I'm coming to conclusions that if you're not live on the air, picking the game, talking about the game, bringing it all down, maybe you're just not excited out there at Jet Nation, or maybe you just don't like the sound of my voice. You never know. A lot of people don't. So let's look at this game tonight. I look at this game on Sunday. The Jets are coming into a matchup now with a completely new regime. I think that that has a lot to do with some of the excitement in the air on Sunday. New coach, new quarterback, new general manager, new wide receiver. A lot has gone into this offseason. A lot has gone into the fact that the Jets are ready, you know, to really kind of close the chapter on what was the Rex Ryan, Mike Tannenbaum, and then John Idzik era. And this is the start of it on Sunday. You know, this is Todd Bowles' first career game as a head coach, not counting the two interim head coach games from Miami. It's a matter of time now for the Jets to really showcase their skills. And it's going to be a big test. And it's going to be an eye-opener for everybody. You know, that's the thing. It's going to be a big-time eye-opener for everybody to really, really get a good look and a good feel of how the Jets are going to be this year. The one thing that I'm looking for that I really have seen a big difference in the preseason that I like is the amount of turnovers. The amount of times that the New York Jets turn the ball over and shoot themselves in the foot in football games that they could possibly win, but then they end up losing due to turnovers, is absolutely insane. So I'm interested to see at what type of style they're going to – well, we know what type of style they're going to be playing on offense, but at what rate are they going to be turning the ball over and making mistakes? You know, have they really perfected the – conservative style, you know, short passes, run the football, you know, quick slant routes, quick passes by Fitzpatrick. Is that really, have they perfected that to the point where, let's be honest, you know, you're never going to have a perfect season with no turnovers, but have they perfected to the point where it's not going to be a ridiculous amount? That's the big question. You know, if Ryan Fitzpatrick, those two first half interceptions, everybody is going to be disgusted with themselves. But if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't throw any interceptions and throws two touchdown passes and the Jets run the ball for 150 yards, every Jet fan is going to be ecstatic. So I'm interested to see at this style of offense that the Jets are going to play, how it's going to result in a turnover battle. Because the Jets are very, very well known to not only the NFL, but their fan base as, you know, having problems with holding on to the football and not turning the ball over. They also have looked definitely a little bit more prone to make things happen on the defensive side of the ball this preseason in terms of interceptions, fumbles. I think that now another key to look at is, can this Jets defense produce turnovers on Sunday against a Browns offense that is not very good? There will probably be turnovers for the Jets for the picking this weekend against the Browns. Can they make it happen? Can they capitalize on situations and be the difference maker in the game? I mean, if the turnover battle is 3-0 or 3-1, it's going to make a ginormous difference in terms of if you're going to be winning the game or not. I mean, that's just common sense when it comes to football. The question of the night tonight is, how confident are you that the New York Jets are going to beat the Browns, and why? Call in number here, 646-716-4697. In terms of my confidence level, I have to say that I'm fairly confident. I would say about a 75% level that the Jets are going to beat the Browns on Sunday. I think the Jets are amped up for their season opener. I think they've got new faces all over the organization. I think that Todd Bowles and his staff have been anxiously waiting for this day. I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick has been anxiously waiting for this day. So I am fairly confident that the New York Jets defense against that Browns offense is going to be very, very effective. And I think the Jets defense, you know, running behind Chris Ivory, you know, the Jets offense running behind Chris Ivory is going to put up some points this week. I think it's going to be a nice test for the Browns to start their season with, you know, going up against Chris Ivory. But I think that the Jets will be able to move the ball against the Browns. I don't think that their defense is, you know, as a lockdown type defense like the Jets potentially are. I think that the Browns, you know, are in a more kind of position of a mid-level, maybe top 15 defense, which is still very good, but I don't think they're going to be a top 5 like defense like the Jets. I just don't think that they have the talent for it. When it comes to their quarterback situation, I mean, it's just as bad, if not worse, as the Jets. So I think this defense, being in the position that they are, will have a field day against this team. I mean, you look overall at the Cleveland Browns and who their big threats are. Well, there's really not somebody that stands out at you. I mean, you're not going to see too much of Johnny Manziel out there. I mean, when you look at this depth chart, you know, you go through the depth chart and you start with the quarterback position. You know, Josh McCown is their starting quarterback. Then Johnny Manziel. So, I mean, if Josh McCown against this Jets defense is not a mismatch, tell me what is. Their wide receivers, Brian Hartline, Hawkins, Benjamin Moore. You know, this team has a lot of missing talent on the offensive side of the ball. You know, Dwayne Bowe, I understand, you know, could produce something. But again, you're going to have Revis on him. The running back situation, you got Crowell, Terrence West, Johnson Jr. I mean, there's nobody that stands out at you here. There's really nobody that stands out at you on the offensive side of the ball. You know, I look at their defense, And then, you know, that's going to be the strength of their team. You know, the style of defense that they're going to play, expect to see a lot of blitzes. You know, it's a Rex Ryan-type defense. You know, how could that affect the passing game? Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a quick thrower. You know, he's not going to sit back there, wait. He's going to hit the route that he knows that's developing fastest, a slant, a curl, something along those lines. He's going to get that ball, and it's going to be pop right out of his hand. So, this game, you know, everybody's excited for, but the keys to victory, in my opinion, for this game is going to be a good, clean game by Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'd like to hold the Browns to under 200 yards passing. You know, right around the 100 to 150 mark, and run the ball for over 100 yards. Those are my three keys to victory for the Jets. I would love to hear your three keys to victory for the Jets at 646-716-4697. Let's dive into the back room and let's wake up our producer, Nick Lucarelli. Nick, what are your three keys to victory this week for the Jets?
You know, it's, to be honest with you, I'd have a pretty hard time coming up with three. I think just in the round of the head, good one. If the Jets don't turn the ball over, I don't mean to sound dramatic, but I literally see no way where the Jets will lose the game if they don't turn the ball over. That is, like, if they have, forget about plus in the turnover margin. If they're just at zero, I don't see how the Browns have any validity on either side of the. No, they're a good defensive team, but it's not going to matter if their offense turns up points. So I really. If the Jets don't turn the ball over, I really see that as the key to victory.
Do you think this is a must-win game for the Jets?
Again, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more with what you were saying earlier. A must-win is kind of a tough way to put it. I mean, I'll put it this way. If the Jets don't win this game, you should forget about them contending for the playoffs. So if you consider that a must-win, then I think so, because it's just I can't see a situation where the Jets lay an egg at home in the home opener against probably the worst team they'll play on paper, and then pick up the pieces and beat teams like Indianapolis and New England and Miami and Philly in the coming weeks. So, it's a must win.
And that's what's so crazy about that, Nick. I mean, and thanks for coming on with us. You know, that's what's so crazy about that. That's our producer, by the way, Nick Lucarelli. He's running everything behind the scenes. Fantastic, fantastic job with JetNation.com. Check him out on Twitter as well. He'll be joining us in a little bit to do his picks of the week. I'm letting him study up back there because he doesn't even know what games we're picking yet, so he can't steal my picks like Joe used to do every single week. So I'm letting him study every single game back there so he's ready for when we do our NFL picks of the week, Jet Nation Radio picks of the week. But, again, another Jet fan going with the fact that this is a must-win game, and he's right. He's right. This game is a must-win. You don't want to start 0-1 with a loss to the Cleveland Browns with the teams you have coming up. And he said it best. If you beat, you know, it would be so New York Jet-like, though, for them to lose against the Browns and come back the next week and beat Indianapolis on Monday Night Football. I mean, that's a classic New York Jets, where they bring you all the way down, then bring you all the way up, and then it'll probably bring you somewhere in the middle the next coming week. It's exactly what they do. They either bring you up and then bring you all the way down, or bring you all the way down and bring you all the way up. It's like a heart rate monitor rooting for this football team. 646-716-4697, the number to call tonight on Jet Nation Radio. Again, how confident are you that the New York Jets are going to beat the Cleveland Browns this Sunday? We want to hear from you, the fans. 646-716-4697. The battle of the running backs here in this game is really no contest. You know, you've got Chris Ivory, you've got Zach Stacy, you got Bilal Powell. The Jets are ready to go in the running back position. What I'm hearing is, in terms of the kick returning, because obviously Owusu was one of the cuts for the Jets, but he was signed back to the practice squad. So if Owusu is inactive, the Jets will most likely go with Bilal Powell or Zach Stacy at the kick return position. Very interesting there. I also do not want to see Eric Decker back there returning punts. He looked so uncomfortable returning punts in that preseason game against the Giants. It was embarrassing. The last thing I want to see is Eric Decker out there returning punts for the Jets. That's Jeremy Curley's position. He has to stay there and do that if, you know, they don't have a classic punt returner like Owusu or Powell or someone who's going to, you know, make that role theirs. You have to go with Jeremy Curley there. You have to be able to have someone back that you can rely on and not somebody that looks uncomfortable. That's the worst part. We're going to bring in on our producer here, Nick Grilly. Nick, are you excited for your first ever week of Jet Nation Radio Picks of the Week?
I'm excited, but, you know,
you're so thrown off right now. You're sitting over there. You're probably cursing me out when you go back behind the scenes, because now I'm competitive with this stuff, man. I'm very competitive with this. I don't like people cheating with my picks. I don't like people, you know, Joe used to look at my sheet all the time when I used to do these picks. So that's why I didn't want to give you a heads up. I wanted to kind of inspire. I mean, we even got to go deep into the studio here. We haven't even used this here. Let's pull it up. Let's see if it still works. Let's see what we got here. Oh, it does. My Jet Nation Radio Picks of the Week song to get everybody pumped up for week one of the NFL football season. All right, Nick, you're going to pick first tonight because I want to see who you pick and then piggyback off you. The Patriots, off of the flate gate, face the Steelers at home. 7-point favorites are the New England Patriots. Who do you like and why?
The New England Patriots, because unfortunately Tom Brady is the best home quarterback in the history of the game, and he's definitely the best quarterback off a loss or off of a devastating thing. All season pretty devastating, so unfortunately, I have to look at the Patriots.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you here. I'm going to go with New England. You know, this is a football game that everybody's expecting them to win. Also, remember, no Martavius Bryant and Levant and Bell for the Steelers, so they're already shorthanded going up against the fired-up New England Patriots team. Our next game, Indianapolis at the Buffalo Bills. Who do you like in this game and why?
I like the Buffalo Bills because the Indianapolis Colts defense is one of the worst defenses on paper. I know it's just conjecture. We've got to see how they build up the Vontae Davis, who's really the only legitimate starter. And I believe Tyrod Taylor's going to have a nice opening day. And you know how it will work, especially for guys like Greg Schiavone. People want to play for him in your first week. And luck turns the ball over three times, and the Bills win.
Luck turns the ball over three times. I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts in this game. I think the Colts are too good to start the season 0-1, and I'm really hoping that they start the season 1-0, because if they start the season 0-1, the odds of them losing two in a row, especially at home on Monday Night Football to the Jets, are very slim to none. So I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. They're 2.5-point favorites at the Buffalo Bills. I think Andrew Luck is going to have a good enough game to lead them to victory. I don't think Buffalo is as good as the Colts yet, so I think that the Indianapolis Colts will take this one on the road, start their season 1-0, and be ready for the Jets on Monday Night Football the following week. The Denver Broncos are home to the Baltimore Ravens. Peyton Manning is back in action for another year. New coach, new look in Denver. Who do you like in this one and why?
Conventional wisdom really does say Peyton Manning, although my gut keeps telling me to take the Ravens, something about this game, but I've been thinking myself I'm going to take the Broncos, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Broncos.
Taking the Broncos, so you're going to go with Peyton Manning at home. I mean, I don't see how you pick against the Denver Broncos in this situation. You know, Peyton Manning is going to have, in my opinion, a fantastic year, because anytime you write off a guy like Peyton Manning and he plays with something, you know, a chip on his shoulder, and he plays with something to prove, I don't see how you beat him. So I think everybody's going to be watching him at 4:25 in the afternoon on Sunday against the Ravens at home. I think he's going to toss 5 touchdown passes and look ready to go for another Super Bowl run for the Broncos and start surprising people again. Our fourth game of our 4 best games of the week, the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys are ready for a Super Bowl run in Dallas? Everybody's pumped up for the Cowboys in the Big D. They're hosting the division rival New York Giants on Sunday Night Football, one of the biggest games of the week, a huge divisional battle to start the season. Do the G-men get it done on the road, or do the Cowboys take it at home?
Poof is a tough one because, you know, these games are always 31-30 and they're always right there into the wire no matter what each team's record is. But, I mean, I got to go with the Cowboys just because of the quarterback. I think Tony Romo, as much as people might not like him, might be one of the most underrated players in the league. And I think they have something to prove without DeMarco Murray. I think they win it in a tight one.
You know something? I was going to pick the Cowboys until you just said that. I was sitting here, and I have Cowboys written on my sheet, but there's something in my gut that tells me that you're not, that we can't sit here and all pick the same game except for one. I'm going to take the Giants in this football game. I think the Giants, you know, they don't want to start their season off with another loss. They want to get off to a good start this year. We all know about their miserable start last year. This football team has to get off to a hot start. They're facing the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, a big division test. They always play each other well. Victor Cruz is back for the Giants. Odell Beckham is starting the season with them. You know, now we're going to see them both on the same field showcase at the same time. So, I mean, the Giants really haven't put a lot together in the preseason. Their defense has been shaky. Dallas is the better football team. But I think just something about Sunday Night Football, first week of the season, the Giants in a game that a lot of people don't expect them to win at 6-point underdogs. I'm taking the G-Men on Sunday Night Football. So to recap our picks of the week, Jet Nation Radio picks of the week, you can pick against us on Twitter as well. Both Nick and I are going with the Patriots over the Steelers. Nick's going with nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I'm going with the Colts. That's our game that we're split on there. We're both going with the Broncos against the Ravens, and Nick's going with the Cowboys, and I'm going with the Giants. Jet Nation Radio picks of the week. All right, Nick.
Hey, it was fun. You're done next week. Bye.
There's one game that we haven't picked yet.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't doubt.
There's one game that we haven't picked yet, and for this game, we always bring in our other sound effect. I mean, since it's the first game of the year, we might as well do it again. Jets, Browns.
I really was hoping you weren't gonna ask me about this because I want to be the optimistic Jet fan. I really, really, really do. I want to play that role, but I cannot tell a lie. I see a Jet loss this week. I really, really
do. Are you out of your mind?
I see a Jet loss this week, man. I mean, it's just, it's in my experience as a Jet fan. I get it. But, you know, when everything is on the table for the Jets to get a win, it takes a lot for them to get that win. I think Fitzpatrick has fooled everybody with his game manager role. I think as soon as the lights come on, he's going to be flicking the ball like he always does with a couple of turnovers. I hope I'm wrong, man. Nothing would make me happier than to be wrong. But if we're going for the picks, I got to take the Browns, unfortunately.
Give me a score. We're taking scores.
13-10, Browns.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sell my tickets on StubHub right now. Who wants to go sit there? If I watch a 3-point Jet loss against the Browns at home, I might jump off of my seats onto the field. I really might. I mean, that just sounds absolutely miserable.
That's what it would have to take, I think. But unfortunately, I think it might happen.
I mean, this game, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not picking against the Jets because I think this is a game that they're going to win, man. I see the Jets going into this football game, getting there against the Browns at home and taking control of this game. I look at the Jets now with a must-win football game. They know that they should beat the Browns. This defense against this offense ran by Josh McCown is just going to be a turnover machine for the Jets defense. I see the Jets getting two interceptions on Sunday, one of them for a touchdown. I see the defense dominating. Fitzpatrick and the Jets offense running the ball down their throats, doing just enough for what it takes to win. I see the Jets running game rushing for over 100 yards and the Browns passing game going for right around 100 to 150 with a mediocre performance. I don't see how the Jets lose this football game. I think talent-wise and game plan-wise, they're ready for the Browns. It's like the Raiders last year where it was a game that might be a little shaky at times, But there was I think, you know, this game, it might be a little shaky at times, but I don't see at any point where you're really going to think that the Jets really had a chance to lose this football game and it was out of control. A couple times last year in the first game against the Raiders, there were a couple scary moments, but there was nothing more than that. I think in every Jets game, there's always a scary moment. They never blow anybody out. They never win games that they should by a lot. But I think that this game, the Jets will be in control. There'll be some scary moments, but they're going to get the victory 24-14.
24 points. Maybe in the first three games they'll score 24, but I don't know.
Oh, you are a negative Nancy, huh?
I am a realist, and I could not be more excited to be wrong. But, I mean, it's just I'm really worried.
I'm going a defensive touchdown, 24-14, Jets.
Well, it depends. Okay, I can maybe buy that.
I mean, I'm already convinced you. That didn't take much.
No, if you start serenading like that again, I might switch over because you're getting me pumped, but I'm still depressed and scared.
All right, Nick. Well, we want to thanks for your picks, man. Let's see how we do next week to meet up again and go over to Jet Nation Radio Picks of the Week.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. That's Nick Lucarelli. He's behind the scenes as our producer back there. And remember, again, that you can head on over to JetNation.com. So many good things are happening on JetNation.com. The forums are exploding every single day with new users. You want to talk about this upcoming game. You want to talk about the Jets. You want to talk about who you think is going to win. Go on over to JetNation.com. Jump in the forums. JetNation.com. Forums are exploding every single day. Also, you can check out on JetNation's homepage. We've got a lot going on right now. On the homepage is a link to our football pools. We have a Survivor pool, a weekly Pick'em pool, a FanDuel League with just a small fee, all on JetNation.com homepage. Get involved with the action. Bunch of leagues. My Survivor pick actually this week, you know, it's a good thing Nick is off the air. I went with the Jets this week in my Survivor pool because, again, I look at this game and you have to use mainly every single team when you're playing a Survivor pool. Remember that. There are very few teams that you can't use. So you have to pick a team in week one that you think has a good chance to win that game that you don't, you know, that is a really gimme game for them. And I look at the Jets. I look at every game that they have going forward this year. Can you say without question that they should win this game? You don't know. So I'm going with the Jets week one against the Browns because if they don't win this game, what game are they going to win? I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight on this Wednesday night. I hope everybody enjoys this national holiday, which is the week one kickoff of the NFL season. Again, I'm going Jets 24-14. Nick's going Browns 13-10. Jet Nation Radio Picks of the Week. You want to pick against us on Twitter, check on out Jet Nation Radio Twitter. And also, check out Tailgate Joe this weekend if you're going to the game at tailgatejoe.com. Awesome tailgate. I'll be there. Our producer, Nick Lucarelli, will be there. And lots of other members from JetNation.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. Enjoy week one. Enjoy the Jet game. We will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. And remember, you can hear us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.